Okay, welcome back, everybody. Hey, guys. So today I'm sick. So this is going to be an ASMR podcast episode. Yeah, so I decided to whisper to be in unison with my bestie because she's sick. I lost my voice. And like a lot of other people our age right now, I don't have health insurance. So I need to take care of myself, so I won't talk. So today, I was like, we have to podcast because it's probably the last time we're going to have like some one-on-one time before the year ends, before 2026. And I was like, we have to do it. And Elsa was like, no, my throat hurts. And I was like, no, we have to do it. And so this is why we're doing ASMR. Let me know if you like this. I think it's interesting. I don't like it.
I think it's pretty cool.
I don't like it. We're whispering and I don't like whispering. I'm bad at whispering, you know this.
Yeah, you always yell.
It's my ADHD. And today has been a really super ADHD day.
Today, Daisy has been like bringing out our inner yay.
Our what?
Inner yay. Like Kanye. She's been yelling. Just say what she really feels.
Bruno's very confused. He's like, why are these people talking so weird?
We were just yapping so much. My throat had already hurt. And then by the time we left the gym, it was done.
Yeah. So by the way, we hang out like consistently, but we haven't been podcasting because I don't know why.
We have friend dates to the gym every other Tuesday.
Every other Friday,
when I don't have my kids. It's like an expectation now.
So, one of the things we talked about at the gym was, it was like how we keep each other's standards and like in life and like friendships and romances. Because I was like, if my best friend that has two children and works a full-time job can make time to come to the gym with me, why can't a man?
And I do it happily, even when I feel a little sick.
Exactly.
And another thing, we should never feel like we're in charge of a man's happiness.
Elaborate.
I don't know, I just don't like it when they say, oh, you have to put the other person first before yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know if that's sustainable.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's a good idea.
So that was like one of the topics that we kind of touched on. And it's like, when you're married or when you're in a relationship, do you put your happiness or yourself first before the other person? Or the other person, or the relationship, because as somebody that was previously married for 8 years, I think it's very difficult to choose yourself, especially as a woman, as a mother, as even like a daughter, granddaughter. Sometimes in our culture, especialmente la comunidad latina, we have a lot of expectations as women to take care of our family,
yeah,
to put our family first.
Preach.
And it's, like you said, it's not sustainable. And we are fortunate, I think, fortunate enough to be at a place where financially and I think a lot of it is financially that we're able to be more independent. So we're able to... I lost my train of thought.
It's not just financially. It's also like emotionally, mentally, yeah, that we feel like we don't need to follow the norms and traditions that have been set by like our families. And a lot of that has to do like me and you. We moved away from our houses whenever we were young, like out of high school.
That's true.
So I don't think that if we would have moved out of our family's house like that, maybe our lives would be different.
I'm always surprised, and I know that it still happens, but there are still today a lot of Latinas in college that still live with their parents.
Yeah.
And that really surprises me when I come across it, because I'm like, wow, you still, I know how Latino parents are. They don't let them go clubbing, they don't let them go out. They have to go to mass every Sunday, things like that.
And they're not the ones that have the full, finding themselves. College is a really good place to find yourself.
Yeah.
I really hope my kids, especially my daughter, has that time where she can, detach from me and find who she really is, on her own in a healthy way. Get educated.
Like I'm doing now.
Yes.
No, I love, because it's I saw this post on Instagram, and it says that you're officially, the study shows that you're an adolescent between the age of
12 and 30. 12
and 32.
32, exactly. 32.
So we're still adolescents.
We're still adolescents. Our brains are not fully developed yet.
And it's crazy, because
no wonder I'm getting breakouts.
Laugh. But yeah, we're still desarrollándonos. And so, when going back to the topic of living with your family, it's that part that you don't get to explore your individuality. And a lot of times we're told to be muy conformistas, to conform with what we have, and that we should be grateful.
Yes.
And all of this generational guilt is put on us, especially as children of immigrants.
Yeah.
And I struggle sometimes even relating to my students now, because I see that in this new generation there is a lot more individuality. There is more the kids that I work with that are mostly immigrant students, versus when we were in high school. So a lot of them, I've always tried to not necessarily push, but preach, I guess you could say, or model the expectation that, having a higher education is always good. But in today's society, we know that it's not the case. It's not necessary, but
or beneficial.
It does have its benefits.
Yeah, but it's not like before, if you want to be this in life, you have to get an education.
Yeah, exactly. So I try to be careful with that, and I tell them, hey, these are your options. You can go to college. You can do these. You can go to college. You can find a trade job. You can do this. You can do that. But a lot of times, even the students that I work with are first generation. They're not second or third generation. They're first generation. So most of the time, they don't have the option. And they tell me, no, miss, I can't go to college because I came here to work. I came here to make money. And a lot of times, not always, but a lot of times their parents don't have a college education. So they're stuck in the cycle of survival.
Yeah.
And when you're stuck in the cycle of survival, unfortunately, you don't have that option. You have to figure out how to pay your bills. And even from a young age, so a lot of our students, it's you see the disparity between the American students that are born here that can afford to go to college, that their parents give them the options, and so it's for example, a student that
was born here works, for example, not always, but just as an example, they can work a summer job and go shopping and pay for, like, I don't know, subscriptions and buy video games and stuff like that. No, like, spend their money on what they want versus an immigrant student who might not necessarily be here even with their parents. Like, they might not be here with their parents. Their parents might be back in their home country. And so this student has to work to pay bills.
Like, what are you trying to get at?
They don't have the option to go out and explore their individuality.
Either way, I think what happens, like, in the when we're talking about women, I think it's so important that no matter the circumstance, you should try to live on your own, like, without a man at some point in your life before you get married.
It's important, but culturally, it's not, like, the norm.
It's not the norm, but I think it should start being the norm because a lot of women, especially, or girls, you know, teenagers, whatever, that live in poverty, we sometimes decide to move in with a man that we're dating or get married prematurely because financially, you know,
speaking from experience,
it's like the easiest, especially, and if this is, at this point, it's not even like necessarily what you think poverty is, because like the economy is so bad right now,
so bad
that instead of giving ourselves that time to struggle and find out what we're really made out of and live with the girl roommate or like by ourselves, even if it's renting out a room, we decide to like move in with our boyfriend or like with the guy, and then that's where, you know, problems are happening that we let them get away with or we let ourselves get away with.
And I think this is also where,
that's when we also lose our sense of identity.
Having female friendships comes into hand also.
Yeah.
Because I know there was one young girl. Obviously, I'm not going to say her name or give any identifying factors. But when I was invited to her wedding, I told, at the time, was like a church thing. I think I've told you the story before. And I've sometimes like, I've reached out to her before, like every so often, but she has a kid now. But I remember just being so angry that the church was allowing her to get married because she wasn't legally, she wasn't even 18.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
And, you know, child marriage is still legal in a lot of places in the United States. And
they think it's better to be married at 17 than to be alone and possibly be a hoe.
Yeah, the stigmas and the
if you, what I'm getting at is, as a female, if you are under like your parents, which with Hispanic culture, they're very demanding and like, you know, you have to be how they want you to be. Expectations, if you go from being under your parents' house to immediately going and being under at your husband's house, like, when will you ever find out who you truly are?
And I think that,
unless your husband's super cool like that, but
yeah,
that doesn't always happen.
I mean, there are a couple of us that do end up with like cool husbands.
Yeah,
but I think it's so important that even as young women, like me personally, I felt like I did have a time to like explore who I was and what my interests were and what I liked, and like it didn't solely depend on a man. But right now that I'm going through like another period of solitude, I want to say celibacy, solitude, whatever you want to call it.
What the? Okay.
It is.
That's true.
It's true. You know it's true.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
solitude, it's different when it's celibacy.
Once you get to our age and your body is telling you you have to procreate.
it's kind of like the part of the epiphany, like I was telling you I had earlier, like what I was trying to focus on. And I sent you that TikTok.
Yeah.
And do you watch that?
Yes, I watched it.
And I was like, that was deep. This is so difficult.
I don't know why you're laughing. It was deep.
Which TikTok?
The one about the girl saying about like loneliness or. Wait, I don't know which one you're talking. You send me a lot of TikToks. I had like 20 reels. Sometimes I'm behind on my homework. I call my homework the reels that she sends me.
It's true.
Thanks, though. I appreciate it.
I just am thinking about you so much.
I do the same with you, though.
Yeah.
I send you a lot of stuff.
Sometimes it's like 4 a.m. and I get a reel from
us. Oh my gosh, I forget I do that. I don't even know what I send you.
Yep, it's. But it's okay because my phone is on Do Not Disturb.
I know, sometimes I put notify anyways.
It's okay because I take a sleeping pill.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
But the TikTok that I was referring to, going back to the reel, she was saying about how difficult it is to like be healthy, like go to the gym, eat healthy, like not do recreational drugs, like drink or anything like that, and on top of that be celibate. She's like, you gotta pick one, you can't do all three.
You pray love.
It's so hard. It's like I want to indulge in something, like your body is missing that, like dopamine, that quick fix, you know. So for some people it might be being promiscuous. For some people it might be eating
a toxic relationship,
eating junk food, staying at home and binge watching TV.
Just become a runner.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Everybody's doing that now.
Hell no.
Start running.
Hell no. I'm lifting weights. I want to be a muscle mommy. Runner after that cramp that I got this week.
Oh yeah, tell us a story about the cramp.
No.
Daisy was running on the treadmill at the gym. I wasn't there. She sent me a voice note about it. It made my morning. Don't tell the story.
I can't say it the same way I did on the voice note.
Okay, she said.
Wait, do you have the voice note?
Yeah, she said I was running on the treadmill, and there was my gym crush or some cute guy.
Yes,
right next to me.
Random guy. Yeah.
She said, some cute guy right next to me. So I started running, and then I get this terrible pain, and I have to stop.
It was horrible, horrible. No, I literally had to like bend down. I was in so much pain. Like, I couldn't. It was a cramp in my calf. Muscle, and it felt like it was gonna like fall off. Like, se sentía que me estaba desgarrando.
That's so terrible. That's so embarrassing.
It was so bad. It hurt so bad. Like I'm pretty sure you could physically see it. Like, you know how when you flex your muscle, like I could physically see the cramp.
That's still funny.
It was
because you were trying to show off.
No, I wasn't trying to show off. I was just running like normal
with the cute guy.
But the cute guy was next to me, so it made it like 10 times worse. It's like a normal day. I would have just stopped and like walked it off. But that day I was like, no, I have to keep walking.
This is 31. Drink your water.
And this one, my coworker was like, you know what? And I was like, what? She goes, you're getting old.
Yeah, that's when you know you're getting old.
It's like, I don't remember having these types of cramps when I was 21.
Heck no. There's a 21-year-old at my work, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you have all the energy. And then I feel like so old when I say stuff like that.
Girl, how do you think I feel every day? The other day I told my students, I am 3 decades old.
Wild.
We have lived, like, at this point, I've lived 3 times what they have.
I came to
shouldn't get her that. I remember when she was younger, I got her that little doctor play kit. Because I wanted her to grow up and believe she could be a doctor and she could do anything she wanted to.
Doctor blanket.
A play.
Oh, yeah, yeah, she would use it on Victor.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's the kind of stuff I wish I got when I was younger.
She would like an easy bake oven.
She would like it.
She would like it.
I'm a Google. I'm a try to find one. I don't know if they still exist.
She wants me to get her like a little clay pottery thing so she can make her own pots.
She can make like her own ceramics. That would be nice.
She wants that.
I think I already ordered your son's present, but I still need to find hers.
Look at Thea Daisy go.
I have to be the rich broke Thea.
Yes.
They will never know that I'm actually broke.
They should. You're the Thea that throws up in the car. So Daisy threw up in the car once. She threw up two times in one week.
No, it was not. No, it was not the same week. And by the way, disclaimer, like I throw up for different reasons and I do not throw up often. But for this particular time, it was because I was hungover twice.
Yes. And this happened like 3 years ago.
Two-ish, yeah.
And Sophia has never, she just randomly says, I remember when Daisy threw up in the car.
It's a core memory now.
Yeah, it is.
At this point, she's not going to forget.
You never know who's watching and what will be a core memory.
And I tell Elsa, like, you know, just tell her I was sick because this has happened to me in the past. Even like, I mean, I've had migraines since I was 13. So for those of you that don't know, people that get migraines, like really bad migraines, we get nauseous, and if we aren't like, so these migraines are debilitating, and if I'm not like laying down in a dark room, I get really nauseous and I throw up. And so one time I was driving out of like the sorority event, I had a really bad migraine, and I had just eaten chocolate cake, and I threw up like while I was driving on myself.
Oh, I remember that.
And that was because of a migraine.
I remember you told me about that.
It was really bad. And this is like before I like was even like drinking or any of that. Like I was still a Christian girl.
So even you would struggle before you would even drink. So why not just struggle because you're drinking? Have fun while you're at it.
Have fun while you're at it. Go ahead and black out. And then other time was the time later on with your daughter was
she came home and it looked like she killed a deer on the side of her car, and we were like, what are those guts?
And I had gone out the night before, I think it was.
Yeah, she blacked out.
I didn't black out. No, I didn't black out.
Oh, she just threw up.
Yeah, I just threw up. I was like, I was drunk. I was like really drunk, and I was with my cousin, a random dude, I don't even remember his name, and my cousin's boyfriend at the time, and my cousin's boyfriend drove the car back, and I literally had to stick my head out. It was my car. I had to stick my head out of the back window because I kept throwing up, and they couldn't stop because we were like on the
highway. Gross. That's so gross.
Fuck. My cousin's a real one for that. She had to babysit me that night.
And then she came to the house the next morning. And we were like, what did you kill? And she was like, oh, that's my throw up. And then like a few days later, she threw up in the car.
Yeah. And that was weird because I felt fine. And it kind of like came out of nowhere. Like I laid down on your couch because you guys weren't ready. And I was like, I'll just get some coffee when we're at the place. We're going to church. Yes, I drink and go to church.
She's going to repent.
Confess.
Confess, yeah.
We're not even Catholic.
But the devil said no, and she threw up.
And I don't know, you had like a bag or something in the car. I was like, Elsa, I don't feel.
And then the bag got a hole.
She threw up.
I threw the hole. The kid
I was just like waiting and waiting. And I think I asked you at one point if you had coffee or not. I don't know. And I was like, man, I should have stopped to get coffee because you still weren't ready when I got there.
Yeah.
And then when we were late and you were rushing and then we had to turn around.
Yeah, because you dropped everything. I'm like, Daisy, why did you drop everything? And you're like, the bag at all.
And that's forever in your kid's memory.
Yeah.
Sophia brings it up like at least once a month, just randomly. She's like, remember when Daisy dropped in the car?
Oh man.
And then the funny thing is like not even like a year later and then Bruno's throwing up in my car too.
Oh my gosh, you guys are nasty.
Bruno gets car sick. You get car sick but you don't throw up.
Not anymore. I feel like I'm gonna throw up in my mouth.
You used to throw up a lot when you were pregnant.
Too with Victor.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like breathing.
Yeah.
Like I would just carry a cup everywhere.
I remember.
Act like I was drinking coffee, but it was my throw up cup.
I remember because one time we went to the mall and I was driving and you were just like, I'm gonna throw up. And I was like, okay. Whatever.
I learned.
Yeah.
I threw up a lot. That pregnancy was rough.
And this is why I don't have kids.
But it was worth it.
That's what you're supposed to say.
Yeah, sure. I guess I like my kid.
I wish they loved me more.
No, Victor threw up on you.
Elsa has baby fever.
I do have baby fever because there was a really cute baby at TJ Maxx.
Just remember they puke. So me and Bruno, you know how they say that your dogs take on your personality. Bruno's anxious. Bruno's clingy. Bruno's needy. But I'm nothing like that.
Bruno gets kicked by a horse. You get kicked by a horse. Daisy gets run over by a car. Bruno gets run over by a car. Fuck eyes. Fuck eyes. Abolish eyes. I'm trying to go viral on TikTok. I see you trying hard. You made me dance today at the gym. Like, what was that?
It was so bad.
She's trying to make TikTok money. TikTok wasn't giving money like that anymore. I know, but you can still monetize on social media platforms. We've been podcasting for like 3 years and we still haven't monetized because we're not consistent. We're bad. But she's trying. Go watch Daisy. Go watch me TikTok. My handle is, what is it? Daisy Juana.
Yeah.
DaisyJuana. Yeah, she's on there trying to become viral. Eventually something will be viral. But I like it because I have friends that post and I interact with them. And it's just like you connect to the world, you know? It's kind of, I don't know. Oh, I was thinking about doing a social media cleanse in January. What do you think about that?
I think go for it. I did that sink it in whenever the whole like Border Patrol thing was happening. And it was pretty nice. But then I was a little anxious because I didn't know what was happening in the world.
Yeah, it's stressful, but I can still listen to Spotify.
I was listening to a lot of NPR.
Yeah, but that also is like, it's like a double-edged sword because it's like today I was telling my coworker, like, I like listening and watching the news. But she's like, but why do you like reading about all of this other stuff when it's making you unnecessarily anxious and you can't really do anything about it?
Like, but you get informed in ways.
Yeah.
The thing is, other than like NPR, I don't trust like mainstream media anymore. I trust like TikToks that random people put more.
I mean, yes. And you know also what I mean? A lot of like, I mean, ever since always, forever, media has always been biased. It just depends on like which bias you dive into, you know? So it's like, Fox News can say one thing, CNN can say another thing, but at the end of the day, they each have their own agenda. And my parents are both journalists.
Oh yeah, I forget about that.
So they know about this, but I'm like low-key, I'm like, should I be a journalist? Because I'm the one that's like, my mom asks me for updates, like she doesn't even go to the news.
No, don't be a journalist, you're way too biased.
I am.
You can't be objective at all.
I cannot.
You cannot.
Nope.
Yeah. No, don't be a journalist.
I am biased, but
just keep trying to be viral. Go viral, whatever.
Go viral. Okay. Wait, you didn't give us an update. What are your goals?
My goals? I don't know. I would like to go to like Yellowstone and Machu Picchu.
Oh yeah, we said we were gonna plan a trip to Machu Picchu.
I wanna hike it. Trek it, whatever.
Okay, but that means you're gonna start doing the Stairmaster with me.
Oh my god, fine.
Every time we go to the gym, I tell
her. Stairmaster,
she doesn't even want to get on there for 5 minutes.
Another real goal is I wanna get my glucose levels back to normal.
Oh, fucking hell.
Like, I would like to grow some hair around my temples. And I would also like to get my skincare on point.
I just bought skincare the other day and all I did was buy one cleanser and one fucking lotion. It was like almost $80.
Yes. And it would be lovely to get some laser in my armpits.
Interesting.
So those are some goals.
Okay. We need to start getting on that Stairmaster, girl.
Yeah.
So the most that I've done on the Stairmaster this year, I was really surprised.
Oh, wait. And I would also like a robot vacuum that also mops.
Didn't you have a robot vacuum?
It's just vacuums, but I wanted to mop.
Okay, the end. All right, so we know what's on Elsa's wish list. Cue the husband. Your husband better listen to us.
Yes, this is what I want. And if I could win on sweepstakes, that lets me get my nails and my toes done for free for a whole year. when I was.
What?
I forgot.
That would scare me when they just crowd out a wall. I'm like, what do you see that I don't?
You cut me off, and now I forgot what I was talking.
I got scared because he crowded at the wall, and I'm like,
Okay, so before Elsa interrupted,
sorry. I was excited.
It's okay. We're both neurospicy. Anyway, I was saying that the most I did on the Stairmaster, do you know how much it was?
Like 45 minutes.
But do you know how many steps? Like how many stairs?
No.
How many floors?
No.
I did it for 9/11.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like intentionally?
Yeah.
Like, here you go.
I did 100 floors.
Wow.
I think that was like one of my
how long did
biggest
it take?
Accomplishments. Probably took like an hour-ish.
Oh my gosh.
I don't remember actually, but I posted it.
I bet you were sweating.
Yeah, but it was nice. It's good. Like you still get that.
Wait.
Like what? The endorphins from like the runner's high.
What level do you go at?
I go up and down.
Average.
Probably like a 7.
Oh dang, you go fast.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Thank you. But ever since then, my cardio has gone downhill. Actually, ever since I had COVID, when I came back from Brazil, I had COVID. Oh, I went to Brazil this year. I'm telling you, we haven't podcasted in a while.
Dude, so something about me and Daisy. Daisy has a lot of stamina. Like, we will hike, and she'll just be, you know, slowly walking, like, forever and ever.
Yeah.
She's pretty slow. I'm faster.
Thanks.
But she can walk for a really long time. I get tired after a while.
True.
But you're slow. But you're steady.
That's true. I am slow. Like, when I went trekking in Colombia, I think
But you're steady.
The longest trek that I did, I had to, like, keep stopping because of the elevation. It was, like, I want to say, like, 16,000 feet. Above sea level, and I had to stop because of the elevation, but not necessarily because I couldn't walk, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's gonna be like the biggest struggle for us in Peru, because first of all, tienes que aclimarte. Eso.
Yeah.
Acclimate. Acclimate to the height level.
Wait, is aclimarte a word?
I don't think so. There is a word, but I don't know what the word is. But I think that's going to be, like, the most challenging because we can build the stamina, and a lot of people have the stamina and the, like, cardio levels to do it. But the altitude, it's no joke.
Yeah, we need to train.
So definitely we're going to be hitting up whatever tall mountains we can drive to.
Yeah.
And get some elevation. And when we get to the elevation, we gotta do, like, jumping jacks or something to get used to, like, exercising at that level.
Oh my gosh, this is intense. I'm excited.
I think
I'm ready for this.
I don't think I'm ready.
I don't think I am either, but I might beat myself up.
But we got 12 months to get ready.
Yeah.
But I, like, we need to be very intentional about it. Like, start planning our training, start planning our hikes.
Yes.
And start budgeting.
Yes. At least hiking is cheap.
True.
Like, we pay for gas, but we spend more when we go out to brunch.
If anyone out there has hiked up Machu Picchu and has any tips for us, please let us know. And then lastly, I think I've lost about 15 to 20 pounds since I got divorced.
Yes.
And I want to say, like, I've gone up and down, like, those last 5 pounds.
Finger snaps.
Thank you. So, for this year, I want to keep on my health journey. And I want to keep losing a little bit more weight so that I can get down to, like, the weight that I was when I first got married, even though that was a decade ago.
I feel like I should say something like that, but
it's okay.
Just get your glucose.
Just get